Chapter 23. Nihalis. Within the confines of his unseen garden, Nihalis opened his eyes. He could feel a trembling in the life web, an awakening of something dark that had, until now, remained dormant for centuries, for millennia. They found the grimoire. Across his small sanctuary, there in the heart of Itara, the realm between realms, hidden to both world and time, the old wizard strode to the ancient reliquary. Up the steps he climbed into the fallen ruins, stopping in front of a large obsidian basin built into the top of a white marble dais. Around the bowl's outer edge were runes etched in gold. They were glowing. Inside the basin, the waters of Astaroth stirred, and Nihalis gazed upon the images summoned. They were dark, full of violence and death. Worse, they have conjured a transformation. Fools, do they not know the power they are meddling with? He wiped his hand across the silvery water, clearing the dark foretelling before spinning back around. His white hair stirred like a mantle behind him, as he moved toward the edge of the platform and looked out over his garden oasis, the lush colors that carpeted the ground, the violet blooms that laced the low-hanging branches of the surrounding willows, the slowly moving stream that hugged the outer edge, and beyond, the massive wall of protective trees, so thick he couldn't see past the first few rows. He took a deep breath and sighed. The board is now set, and the first move made. Nihalis could feel the abrupt stirring of the waters behind him. He turned and walked back to the basin. There was a presence rising. Leaning over the edge, he peered inside. I know you are watching. Nihalis leveled his hands over the placid liquid, causing the sleeves of his robe to retract past his wrists. He whispered into the silence, Irisith ar Deomon. Lowering his arms, Nihalis took a step back and waited. From over the rim, the waters of Astaroth rose and took shape, its thick silvery liquid molded into the contour of a hooded cloak. There was no face, no hands, no feet. Only darkness beneath its folds, for which Nihalis was well aware as he waited for the apparition to retake its corporeal form. I see the years have not been kind to you, Nihalis, last of the wizards. The booming voice rose out from under its fluid robe, filling the small glen with its echo. Ah, my dear Eridine. Where else but from you could I find such a jousting of wit?
You mock me, wizard.
I mock what you have become, Nihalis said with a sharp gesture toward the basin. Oh, how the mighty have fallen.
You will speak differently soon enough.
Nihalis didn't respond. Instead, he studied his opponent with careful scrutiny. The thick fluid continued to flow across the shadow's formation, much like honey as it courses down its comb, collecting at the bottom. The shade shifted slightly, causing a momentary change in the liquid's path.
Why do you keep the child hidden from me, Nihalis? Even from here, I can sense the stirring of his power. You know I will find him eventually.
Perhaps.
You cannot keep me bound forever.
The image slid forward in the basin.
The confinement spells are weakening. They are eroding. You know this is true. What will become of your precious humans then, with you no longer there to direct them, to protect them?
He raised the empty arm of his robe.
Shall I tell you, Nihalus? Shall I tell you all the wonderful details of what I'm going to do with them once I have been freed?
The thought of Eridine being loosed on the world once more was frightening. To his regret, Nihalus knew the Dark Wizard spoke the truth. The protective barrier holding the Dark Wizard's essence had begun to deteriorate. It had been over 1,000 years since the Wizard Covenant was established. Countless wizards had sacrificed their lives in the creation of the barrier. It was built as a prison deep beneath the pits of Arangal, a place known only to the Wizard Order. Its name in the Fey tongue was Terran Nusilian, Tomb of the Abandoned.
They may yet surprise you. Ha! Their minds are weak and pliable. They will serve me before the end.
Almost 1,000 years, and yet you have not changed.
Oh, but I have.
Eridine turned and lifted the sleeves of his robe.
I am no longer bound by flesh and bone. I am truly immortal.
But at what cost? Nihalus took a step forward. Every choice has a consequence, as the Creator designed, and I fear yours has cost you everything.
Is that empathy I detect in your voice?
Eridine's tone held a hint of sarcasm, mingled with loathing.
Ha! Your feelings are wasted on me, wizard.
That wasn't always so. There was a time when I would have called you... friend. The silvery phantom slid back toward the center of the basin.
Those times are no more.
Nihalus watched as the former first wizard sank beneath the rim, leaving the waters of Astaroth to lie dormant once again. The gold runes faded. If there was one thing Nihalus agreed with the Dark Wizard on, it was that time was indeed running out.